It was around midnight, 75 years ago tonight, that Southern California suffered one of the worst disasters in the state's history. 50 miles north of Los Angeles, the St. Francis Dam broke, sending a 10-story wall of water rushing through the canyon below, killing hundreds of people. The St. Francis Dam was built by the legendary father of the L.A. water system, William Mulholland, to hold a year's supply of Owens Valley River water for the city. Its failure ended his career.
I am Catherine Mulholland, the granddaughter of William Mulholland, chief engineer of the L.A. Department of Water and Power, builder of the Owens Valley Aqueduct, also the builder of the St. Francis Dam. That day, my grandfather and his closest associate, Harvey Van Orman, stopped by our ranch here in the San Fernando Valley and picked my father up, and they all went over because on this inspection of the dam. And the dam keepers, of course, were there to point out what was concerning them about this appearance of water seepage on the face of the dam. And he looked at the water and felt that it was not significant, and they went back to L.A.
My name is Thelma McCauley Shaw, and I was 13 when the flood came. About 1:30 in the morning, Mother heard an awful rustling. She thought there was a thunderstorm or something coming.
A little after midnight that night in his home in L.A., the phone rang, and Harvey Van Orman told my Aunt Rose that the dam had gone out. My aunt went to the bedroom, roused my granddad, and said, "Papa, the dam is gone." And she remembered and often repeated that he stumbled to the phone, and as he went, he said, "Oh, please, God, don't let people be dead."
It sounded like a lot of trees were blowing. You didn't hear water, per se, but the water was clear up to the windowsill. So I said, "I'm going to get out, Mother." She said, "Oh, you foolish child, you can't." I said, "I'm going to get out." My mother and father and brother went out the front door, and I went out the back door. And the water was so turbulent, I just tried to stay on top of the water. And I was washed 9 miles down the river.
Well, they immediately got dressed and jumped in a car and headed up to see what had happened to the site.
I was left in a pile of debris with two logs across each leg. And I fell asleep. And when the sun came out in the morning, I opened my eyes and started trying to get my one leg out, but I couldn't get the other one. There were two young men from Fillmore who'd been searching the riverbed all day. And they thought they heard someone. Yes, I was yelling, "Help," real loud as I could yell. And they thought they heard something and took me into Santa Paula.
The subsequent coroner's inquest, my grandfather, he took the responsibility and he gave as accurate account of what, and as honest account as he could of what he thought had gone wrong or might have gone wrong. At one point, however, he broke down on the witness stand during the coroner's report and sobbed. And that's when he said that he envied the dead.
I think of it often. That was the last time I saw any of them. My parents, my brother. It was just incredible how I survived without any broken bones or getting hit or anything. There must have been somebody watching over me, I can tell you that.
My grandfather, he withdrew into silence. He had been playful with us when we were very small and teased and so forth, and became, well, he would come to a family dinner and he would never speak the whole day. He would just sit. He had achieved so much success, and this was almost in the, almost, you know, like the hero falling from great place that you get in Greek and Shakespearean tragedy. This is your whole reputation is suddenly called into question and destroyed. Devastated him.
William Mulholland's granddaughter and biographer, Catherine Mulholland, and Thelma Shaw, a survivor of the disaster. Documentarian John Wilkman is working on a film about the collapse of the St. Francis Dam. He says engineers now have a good idea of what went wrong.
What happened essentially was that the two abutments, the two sides of the dam, were becoming saturated with water, as was the foundation. And as they became saturated, they began to push against the abutments of the dam and also lift from the bottom of the dam. And essentially, the dam was beginning to float. And as it did this, it lost its weight. And as it began to lose its weight and lose its security against the geology, it was beginning to collapse, and it did.
And that moment of collapse, describe that for us.
It was horrific. It went incredibly quickly. And it released 12.5 billion gallons of water. Some say within a half an hour, this reservoir was empty. And the dam, as it collapsed, began to lift and carry and tumble these enormous pieces of concrete, some weighing tons, carrying them a half a mile or more downstream.
How many people died?
That's a very important question. The number of people who died has been estimated at around 450. But really, there's a debate about that. There's a whole component of this story that has been left out of the history, and that really is the story of the Mexican-Americans who worked in the Santa Clara River Valley, where the flow of the flood came. They were a large proportion of the population of a town such as Santa Paula, which was the largest town in the area. They were hit very hard, and in many cases, their stories were ignored.
And history has taught us a lot more about this collapse. What do we know now about the site that William Mulholland did not know when he began construction on the dam?
Well, the St. Francis Dam really changed the course of civil engineering in America and really around the world. And probably the major thing, or the major things that were learned, was first of all, the geology was important. In the past, that was not necessarily considered important. Another lesson that was learned, and particularly it was a lesson that came out of the inquest, was that William Mulholland was an extremely powerful and respected man, and he really supervised the building of this dam with no outside consultation. And after the St. Francis, outside consultation became essential to building any large structure like a dam.
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
John Wilkman and his wife, Nancy, are working on a documentary film, The St. Francis Dam Disaster. You can see pictures of the St. Francis Dam before and after it fell at our website, npr.org.